The word Torah, usually translated as Bible, really comes from the Hebrew word Hoyda'ah, which means lesson. The Torah is a book of lessons. It's a book of life, how to live your life according to the will of God. And right at the beginning, we have a very powerful lesson. Usually people translate the first verses of the Torah like saying, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was very void and so on. But the true translation is the following, without entering into the details of the words, in the beginning of the creation of God, of the heavens and the earth was void and so on, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That means that the first creation is light, oid in Hebrew, not the heavens and the earth. And if you want to see more details, I invite you to read the commentary of Rashi. Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, he lived in France in year 1000, approximately. He has a very long explanation of this thing that I just explained. So, the first creation is light. The question is, if that's the first creation, who was actually benefiting from the light? There was nobody over there. There was nothing over there, not even a world. Just light. So what's the purpose of light if there's no world? If there's nobody who can benefit from the light? In order to understand this, our sages give an example. And the example is like an architect, a constructor. When he wants to build actually a building, a house, and so on, first of all, he has an objective in his mind. What exactly he wants to build? What's the purpose of this whole building process and so on? And then he starts building. And moreover, sometimes they start building downwards. That means they make a hole in the ground. And you say, wait a second, I want a building of so many stores up in the heavens, and you're building down? What are you doing? You're digging a deep? That doesn't make sense. And the answer is, wait a second, sometimes you have to break, you have to dig down in order to go higher. So the first thing a constructor has to have is the blueprint that is going to use in order to guide the building process. And that's what light actually means. Light is the purpose of creation. God wants us to find this light in every single deed, in every single word, in every single thought we actually do, talk, and think. But sometimes this light is hidden. And sometimes we have to work very, very hard and to dig down into ourselves and to dig down into the world in order to find this light. But the light is there. The godly light is there in every single corner of creation, in every single one of our own cells. So that's why God created light, because that's, again, the blueprint, the objective that guides every single thing throughout the creation. And our job is, our work is, and sometimes it's very hard, and sometimes you have to break in order to build better and higher and so on, to find this light within the creation.